In Switzerland, the process is underway of identifying the victims of the fire that broke out at a bar in the Swiss Alps in the early hours of yesterday morning. Swiss police have said it could take days or even weeks to establish the identity of all the victims. Around 40 people died in the blaze and around 115 were injured, many seriously. The exact number of people who were at the bar when it went up in flames remains unclear, and police have not specified the exact number of how many are still missing. The cause of the outbreak is not yet known. After emergency wards at the local hospitals filled up, many of the injured were transported to neighbouring countries. The area around the bar remains sealed off. Flowers and candles have been left by relatives and local people on the street leading to the bar. The Swiss president, Guy Parmelin, said the fire was one of the worst tragedies in the country's history.
Our thoughts are with the families who are in anguish. Some still don't know whether their child has died. Some are in hospital, in difficult situations. We'll do everything we can to ensure that everything is done as quickly and as efficiently as possible. But today our thoughts and prayers are with all of those who've been affected by this tragedy.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has said he is open to cooperation with the United States on issues of drug trafficking, oil sanctions and migration. In a pre-recorded interview on state television, he said he was happy to hold talks with the Trump administration wherever and whenever it wanted.
The US government knows, because we've told many of their spokespeople that if they want to seriously discuss an agreement to combat drug trafficking, we're ready. If they want oil, Venezuela is ready for US investment, like with Chevron, whenever they want it, wherever they want it, and however they want it.
Cuando quieran, donde quiera y como quiera.
Figures published today show that last year the Department of Foreign Affairs dealt with nearly 2,000 cases relating to individuals abroad, a record number. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, said a small number of Irish citizens and dependents remained in Gaza. She said the department, through its missions in the region, continued to advocate on behalf of those who had not yet been able to leave. Jackie Fox reports.
The Department of Foreign Affairs offers consular assistance to Irish citizens abroad. It can help with cases of missing persons, arrests, deaths and serious injuries. Figures released by the department show that the number of cases increased for the fourth year running, with 1,981 recorded in 2025. More than one in five of all new consular cases in 2025 related to the death of an Irish citizen abroad. That's the highest ever registered. There was also a significant increase in prisoner cases, up 48%, while the number of Irish citizens presenting with issues relating to their mental health and well-being jumped by 13%.
The company OpenAI, which owns ChatGPT, has signed up to Ireland's Charter on Digital Inclusion. The charter is a set of commitments which signatories vouch to follow, maximising their efforts in promoting basic digital skills, building awareness and helping people get online. Niamh Smith, Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, said OpenAI's participation in the charter reflected the type of collaborative approach needed, bringing together businesses of all sizes, public bodies and communities to deliver benefits for all. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for home heating solutions that bring warmth and comfort for your everyday moments. Visit grant.ie.
Cloud and patchy rain in the southern half of the country will clear away this morning. There'll be sunny spells but also scattered showers, mainly in Ulster and Connacht, with sleet or snow. Highest temperatures will range from 2 to 6 degrees.